Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And for the next few minutes, we want to pick up on that last point. You heard Congressman Pat Ryan, Democrat, say that he supports Joe Biden for re-election. This has been a conversation among Democrats with a lot of discomfort and unease over the last year or so. The question of whether Biden should run for a second term or whether Democrats would prefer that he demur. He said, look, I'm 80 now. He just turned 80 last week. And like Nancy Pelosi and her other octogenarian House leaders, no, I'm not going to run, and I'm going to let the next generation of Democrats step up here. And oh, by the way, maybe they would have a better chance of winning in 2024. So where are you, Democrats? Apparently, that conversation is changing, and that conversation is fading, at least for now, because Democrats exceeded expectations in most parts of the country in the midterm elections. Even though they did lose control of the House, they maintained control of the Senate, and they did well at the state level in a number of states, even previously controlled by Republicans. So, Democrats, this call-in is for you for the next few minutes. Do you want President Biden to run for re-election, or do you want him to announce that he's a one-term president and let the next generation of Dems step up? Democrats, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We'll just do this for a few minutes, so call right up. You'll get right on. Just want to take the temperature. Obviously, this is the New York, New Jersey area, mostly Democrats, and we want to know how you're feeling and what you're thinking about Joe Biden in particular and 2024 now that the midterms are over. 212-433-WNYC, or you can tweet your thoughts in 280 characters or less at Brian Lehrer. If you've been listening since the beginning of the show, you heard me speak a little bit with Susan Page from USA Today about this. They have a Ipsos USA Today poll just out the other day, which the headline of which is Democratic support for Biden in 2024 surges after midterms. And even with that surge, they find Democrats are split 50-50 over whether Biden should seek a second term. So that's a headline, even though that's higher than it was before the elections. 50-50 split among Democrats in this new poll from USA Today and Ipsos over whether Biden should seek a second term. And that's just, again, a poll among Democrats. Obviously, a lot of Republicans wouldn't want him to seek a second term, but that's just what Democrats are saying. And here's some of the ways in which he went up. According to this poll, the number of Democratic voters who believe Biden could win the 2024 race. So that's a prognostication. It's not just do I want him to win. It's do I think he can win in 2024. That jumped to 71% of Democrats think he could win re-election, up from 60% before the midterms. And interestingly, when you look at the demographics there, Biden's biggest gains since August were among voters under 35, a substantial gain from 53% of voters under 35 thinking he could win re-election to 69% thinking he could. That's a big jump. And also among women, which USA Today reports jumped support among women for believing that he could win in 24 went up from 55% of Democratic women saying that to 71% of Democratic women in the new poll saying they think Biden could win. So when Susan Page, Washington bureau chief for USA Today, was on in the previous half hour, I asked her about that poll and the prospects for Biden, in fact, announcing that he will run.
This is so interesting, and I think it's had an effect on the internal Democratic debate on whether Biden should seek a second term. What we found was in this poll we took a week after the election. So it was after the returns were in, we knew who had won. The number of Democratic voters who thought Biden could win in 2024 went up. It went up to 71%. When we asked this question in August, only 60% felt that way. And the number who thought, yes, Biden deserves a second term, I would like to see him renominated, went up too. It's a 50-50 split. That's not fantastic, but it's better than it was in August when 56% said it was time for a change and 44% said he deserved re-election. So this is definitely victory in the midterms have convinced some Democrats that Biden can lead them to victory 2 years down the road.
Susan Page on this show about a half hour ago. So Democrats, do you want Joe Biden to run for re-election? Of course, we have the context now of Donald Trump having already announced that he's going to run for re-election in 2024. It doesn't mean he's going to get the nomination, but he's in the mix. He's already announced. Do you want Biden to announce one way or the other? We'll take your calls on that right after this. On WNYC, now to calls from Democrats on whether you want Joe Biden to run for president again in 2024. And Steve in the Bronx is first up. Steve, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for taking my call. You run a terrific show. If Biden decides he should run again after consulting his family, absolutely. I saw him at a convention 10 years ago. He's tall, he's pretty trim and fit, and a golfer. And you should take a playbook from Harry Truman. When Truman lost in the 1946 both houses midterms, he had a do-nothing Republican Congress. He worked with them, and they worked with him on international things like the Marshall Project. But he lambasted them. And if first of all, they should crazy-proof, as Paul Krugman said in this lame duck session, get things done like Ukraine and the debt ceiling. And by summer 2024, if he hasn't been able to get much through, he should call a special session and lay it down so people see it differently. Don't forget, he also spit up and chewed up Paul Ryan in the debate in 2012. He can do it with DeSantis and anybody else. He's an old pro. God bless him.
Thank you very much, Steve. All right, we're going to go next to Mike in Park Slope. You're on WNYC. Hi, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Brian. I've been listening, you know, to your show for many years. I think that Biden has done a fantastic job, but if you look forward to the end of his next term, starting in 2024, he's going to be about 86 years old. And I think the stresses of the job are a bit too much for somebody in that age. And I would, you know, I would be fearful that he might have some sort of medical condition that would reduce his ability to do the job.
So you think then, therefore, that he shouldn't run because of that possibility for late in his term?
Yes. I think if he announces that he's not going to seek a second term, it will open up the field for Democrats who really should be moving into the leadership positions. I think there are many good candidates. I think of Kamala Harris, Newsom in California. I think Senator Mark Kelly, who just won re-election in Arizona, could be the type of person who would be a very successful nationwide candidate.
Interesting name to throw in the mix there. Former astronaut, husband of former Congress member Gabby Giffords, who, of course, was shot in that famous horrible incident, though she is still alive and well, from what I understand, though impaired. Taking calls from Democrats for a few minutes on whether you want Joe Biden to run for re-election. And Dylan in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello, Dylan.
Hi, hello, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. I'm one of the young people that actually think that Biden should run again. I think particularly with Trump getting in the race and the likelihood that DeSantis and others get in, I think the Republicans are going to have a very messy primary. And so the Democrats' main objective needs to be to look like the competent adults in the room. And I think avoiding a messy primary themselves and keeping Biden as the lead of the party will allow them to do that and give them the best chance in 2024 to keep the White House.
Thank you very much. Call us again, Dylan. Leslie in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call. I absolutely think he should. I mean, given the fact, you know, that he's viable physically, et cetera, I don't think we can sacrifice all his enormous, what's the word I want? Sorry, lost it. Experience. He's just such experience, decades and decades of it, especially if Trump, you know, what we don't need is a truly an unknown quantity, especially if Trump runs. We need someone that we know that makes us feel secure. And he's shown that he's malleable. He has compassion. He's really brought a lot forward. And he's also toughened up. He showed a tougher face, which we all knew he had, of course. And when it came time to use it, he's subtle. He's good. He's a great guy.
Leslie, thank you very much. Here's Wayne, who I'm told has pulled over in the car on his way driving to Pennsylvania. Hi, Wayne. You're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, I think it would be admirable if Biden were to bow out. I think that would be the way to go. His age is huge. And if either DeSantis or Trump gets, into their perspective nominations, his age will become an issue, I think. And there are plenty of other options for us out there. I'm not taking anything away from Biden. He's a wonderful guy. He's brought some civility back to the, to the White House and even to our country. But I think it would be great if he just kind of bowed out. He wouldn't be leaving a one-term presidency like Jimmy Carter. He would be living a one-term presidency, bringing us back into a civil, world, and then allowing the Newsoms and of our country to take over.
You have anybody in mind for next, or let flowers bloom in a primary?
No, I really think Newsom is a great option. I wish Cuomo could have been an option, because what a guy who connected to the world out there. Save Cuomo, I think Newsom is our next best option, and he's a younger guy that really does ring true to a lot of my values. Even though he's on the West Coast.
Wayne, thank you. Thank you.
I can think of, to be honest with you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for checking in. Some that are coming in on Twitter. One listener writes, yes, Biden should run again. And in my opinion, he will win a second term. And that person adds, wow, ageism is alive and well. But then somebody else tweets, I'm a 72-year-old Democrat living in Florida. While I support Biden, I think it's time for him to pass the torch. Somebody else tweets, I'd rather have a new younger candidate, but I don't trust the DNC, Democratic National Committee, who blew it by giving us Hillary when Bernie could have and would have won. I don't trust the machine to come up with someone terrific. And someone else writes, any discussion about whether Biden should run needs to talk about how successful he has been at passing his agenda through narrowly divided Congress. So successful in that person's view. And let's go back to the phones. Lawrence in Bayside, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lawrence.
Hi, how are you doing? So I believe that Biden would actually win, because especially if Trump is the Republican candidate, I think that any competent Democrat who doesn't have a potential scandal could actually win against Trump. I think Biden's done much better than everyone expected him to. I've had almost 4 years now of explaining that the gaffes that he makes are part of his personality, that he's always made them, that he made them when he was in his 20s, and it's not dementia or some form of senility. It's going to be particularly difficult going forward. I had hoped that Bernie Sanders would have been elected president, but I voted for Biden, and I knew he was a professional. I knew he was someone who had been headed up the Foreign Senate Relations Committee and knew what he was doing. And the problem, though, that he ran into that Obama ran into is that Republicans don't want to cooperate about anything other than making themselves look bad in some way. So now that the House is going to be investigating Joe Biden's college records and his first kiss and the first time his son had a paper route, it's going to be very difficult to get anything done for the next 2 years, and that's going to make his administration look weaker by the time the election comes around. I like Newsom. He's okay. I like Warren. I read her papers and seem to agree with all of her white papers. I wish she was a little better on television. Amy Klobuchar is a candidate. We have a bunch of people that we could get off the bench. And Biden could make a very grand and noble gesture of saying, I've served in the highest office, and this has been the pinnacle of my long career in public service, and now I nominate, and he picks a successor. But it's his decision. I don't think anyone's going to run against him.
I think that's the, so far at least, unless something changes, that's the consensus. I don't know about him naming his successor. I think at that point, you know, politics has to take its course and let people compete for that honor rather than it being kind of passed down from on high within the party leadership. But Lawrence, thank you so much. Keep calling us. Let's see. Somebody writes on Twitter, absolutely tired of old white men running. I like Biden, but honestly, we need younger blood, people of color, and women. Somebody else, however, writes, I remember when the discussion was about putting Nancy Pelosi out to pasture and how wrong that was. Could anyone else have led us through the past 4 years? Biden is well qualified and capable, as are many 80-plus-year-olds I know, writes that listener. James in North Carolina, you're on WNYC. Hi, James.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Love your show. So I live in North Carolina, but I used to live in New Jersey. And when I lived in New York, I worked for the Drug Policy Alliance, where I saw them work behind the scenes with Gavin Newsom on the Blue Ridge Ribbon Commission for Cannabis Policy in California. So I got to see how Gavin works with his team, and he is a killer, he is a great politician, and he will wipe the floor with Trump and DeSantis. So I am supportive of Gavin Newsom for president, and I would love to see his vice president, North Carolina's current governor, Roy Cooper, who is kind of like the good cop to Gavin's bad cop. Roy Cooper is kind of known as Mr. Rogers. He's very friendly. He's very amicable. He moderates a conservative state very well, and he's very popular in North Carolina. I think the two of them would make a very powerful team, although if Biden does get the nomination and decides to run again, I'm sure he will do a great job, and he is a seasoned professional, as many say. So that's my contribution.
Very interesting, James. Thank you very much. And that ends that brief call-in for Democrats on whether you want Biden to run for re-election in 2024. And kind of like the USA Today Ipsos poll that just came out, which found Democrats are divided 50-50 on that question, though this obviously, as just a call-in poll to a radio show, is informal, unofficial, and thoroughly unscientific. I'd say it came out about 50-50 here, too. So that conversation enacted now for the 2024 election cycle.